Muslims demand pop star Gwen Stefani to tone down act. 3rd of August, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Bataville, Malaysia. Sexalicious U.S. pop star Gwen Stefani has agreed to wear a burqa, use minimal dance, and not sing at all at a concert in Malaysia later this month. She has agreed to show the decorum and respect becoming of a woman in a Muslim country. Protests from Islamic students about her sexy clothes and whorish act have prompted the singer's decision to tone down the bootylicious sexiness of her show. As a consequence, the concert is set to last just 3 minutes. The National Union of Malaysian Muslim Students wanted her gig to be canceled because of her, quote, flagrant and indecent display of pert breasts, long luscious legs, tight ass, and full ruby red lips, unquote. One angry student, Mucky Abuti, expressed his disgust at the upcoming show.
Miss Stefani and her skivvy outfits that barely cover those wondrous breasts and pert bottom is an affront to my religion and culture. Don't get me started about those lovely, long, smooth Amazonian legs that could so easily be wrapped around my torso as I thrust and thrust. Oh, yeah. She'd like it to the hilt.
Thank you, Mr. Abuti, for that sincere religious conviction. To continue, the show's organizers said in a statement that the singing star would ensure that her concert would not be offensive to locals and assured that, quote, a burqa will be worn throughout the show, her dancing will be restricted to wrist actions and only, and she will only give the vaguest suggestion of singing without actually singing, unquote. The concerns come after a Pussycat Dolls, a group of transsexual singers, concert flouted decency regulations last year. Muslim men were horrified to be aroused at she-males gyrating like evil harpies on stage, turning us all into gays and sodomites. More than 154 men were arrested and stoned for flagrant, wanton, public, same-sex buggery after the concert. The authorities are hopeful such nonsense can be avoided this time around. This has been Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering. Thank you.